Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. cotton industry is very grateful for USDA's timeliness on these distributions, which had been scheduled to be issued earlier in the month, but were delayed due to the lapse in federal funding. This will facilitate orderly crop marketing as well as the availability of working capital as the peak harvest season approaches.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Farmers, ranchers, and rural landowners across the country count on USDA programs and the payment delays due to the shutdown were an unnecessary burden. USDA has prioritized making these scheduled payments without any further delay, and Farm Service Agency staff have worked hard to get this assistance out the door as quickly as possible. USDA also noted that the producers will receive payments on almost 700,000 CRP contracts and 390,000 farms covering 26.8 million acres.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Acre payments for upland cotton are scheduled to be made in early November after the 2012-2013 average market year price is published in the Agricultural Prices publication scheduled to be released on October 31st.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
No legislation has been enacted to reauthorize or extend this authority. Effective on October 1 of 2013, FSA does not have the legislative authority to approve or process applications for these programs. For more information on CRP, DCP, and ACRE, producers should contact their local FSA office or visit FSA's website.